Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
It's lovely to greet you in the name of Jesus.
很开心在主里面可以向大家问安。
It's been a little while since I last saw many of you.
跟大家好像有一段时间没有见面了。
Some of you, this is the very first time I'm meeting you as well.
有些呢可能是第一次跟你们相见。
Just so that you know who I am, My name is Tim.
我名字叫Tim.
I am the pastor of Westburn Alliance Church that meets here on a Sunday morning.
我是英文 Westburn Church的牧师, 我们的崇拜是在早上。
I have lived in this country for 2 years.
我在加拿大住了两年了。
Before I came here, I used to live in the United Kingdom.
我来到加拿大之前我在英国居住。
And it's been a huge blessing to me and my family to be here in this country.
感谢神的祝福, 我可以来到加拿大这个国家来生活。
Not least because my wife works as your youth pastor.
大家知道我的太太, Pastor Charlotte, 是我们中文教会的青少年的传道。
Yeah. Now, as we're here today, I just want to start with some greetings.
Yeah, 我想用 在主里的问候向大家问安，开始我们今天的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters from Westburn Alliance Church greet you also in the name of Jesus.
而且在 Westburn 英文教会的弟兄姐妹也在主里面向各位弟兄姐妹问安。
And this morning we as a whole church prayed for you.
今天早上在英文教会的崇拜中，我们弟兄姐妹也在为你们祷告。
Especially because your pastors had to return to China as Pastor Yen's father was unwell.
Yeah, 特别是上个主日，我们的两位牧师和师母赶回中国去探望他们的病重的病危的父亲。
We heard the news that for Yan Yan's father, he has gone to be with Jesus.
我们知道, 吴叔叔燕燕的父亲 现在已经安息在主怀,
and so it's right for us and for our hearts to be with them in sorrow.
也是, 那我们在, 对我们来说, 我们在主里面也同样的为他们, 跟他们同来分担他们的悲伤。
But it's also right for our hearts to be with them in joy as well.
同时呢, 也是要跟他们也同喜乐。
Pastor Yan Yan's father, Rung, has no more pain and no more suffering.
大家知道, 吴弟兄, 他现在不再有受地上的痛苦。
He has life, full life now with Jesus.
他有一个全新的生命,跟主耶稣在一起, 全新的生命。
And so we together, as a body of believers, we pray for them, we lift them up, but we know that Jesus is with them.
Yeah, 我们在这里作为弟兄姐妹为他们祷告, 但是我们知道主耶稣与他们同在。
Yeah. So I am glad that I could be here with you today.
很开心能跟大家在一起。
It was short notice.
非常短的时间来。
Pastor Anda asked me last week, could you come and speak at the church?
Yeah, 是临时决定的,上个星期长兵牧师。 问我,
I said yes, but then thought I don't know what to talk about.
我当时答应得很坚决，说没有问题，但是我也不知道要跟大家分享什么。
I thought to myself, should I use the sermon I used at Westburn?
我是不是应该就用早上跟 Westburn 教会的讲到的信息呢？
But it would have been very difficult because it's the middle of a series of teaching. It would have made little sense.
Yeah, 但是呢, 比较困难, 因为我们在, 正在讲一个系列, 可能跟我们的需求, 跟你们的需求不太结合, 不太配合。
So I was praying and I was asking the Lord, well, Lord, what would you like me to talk about today?
所以我就在不断地祷告, 求圣灵向我启示, 神啊, 我应该向弟兄, 圣宣的弟兄姐妹分享些什么呢?
And the Lord led me to Mark chapter 2.
所以呢, 神, 主耶稣, 圣灵告诉我, 马可福音二章。
This is one of my favorite stories of Jesus.
这是我最喜欢的一个关于耶稣基督的一个故事。
I want to share a story with you.
我想跟大家讲一个小故事。
I was speaking with my children this week.
这星期我跟我的孩子们在谈天。
I have two children who are 10 and 6.
我有两个孩子，一个儿子十岁，女儿六岁。
And my son Israel said to me,
我儿子，他名字叫以色列，跟我说，
Dad, you're never going to believe who is coming to Toronto.
说，爸爸，你不敢相信，你肯定猜不出谁会到这个多伦多来。
I said, who's that?
谁呀？
He said, Taylor Swift.
他说 Taylor Swift 是一个大歌星。
I said, Taylor Swift? Who is Taylor Swift?
她是谁?
And my son said, she's the most amazing singer.
他儿子说了，她是这个现在最流行的这个歌星啊。
Her songs are the best.
她的歌是第一的。
And all of the young people are listening to Taylor Swift.
所有年轻的孩子都在听 Taylor Swift 的歌。
He said to me, Dad, we have to go.
说爸爸，我们一定得去听这个音乐会。
And I said, but son, that will be a lot of money.
说儿子啊，那要花很多钱的。
He said, no, Dad, it's really cheap.
他说爸爸不会。
$200 a ticket.
只有200块钱一张啊。
I said, no way.
我跟我儿子说不可能。
A few years ago,In my home in England,
在我的在英国
Queen Elizabeth II died.
女王伊丽莎白二世
And so many people within the whole nation were in mourning.
当她去世的时候，整个英国都在为她哀悼。
They laid her to rest in a church called Westminster Abbey.
她最后在这个皇家的教堂里面举行葬礼。
And over a period of about 2 weeks,
大概持续了有两个星期。
They estimate that about 15 million people went to go and see her body and pay respects.
大概有五千万人向这个女王去哀悼致敬。
There were people who were traveling the full length of the country to go and pay their respects.
从英国的各个英国全国各地来跟女王告别。
It was a time of national mourning.
是一个全英国的整个国民都在这个哀悼中。
Many people had known only Queen Elizabeth as their queen.
很多人呢只知道这个女王呢，伊丽莎白二世是他们的女王。
And so there was this just pouring out of grief for the loss.Of their queen.
Yeah, 所以失去女王，他们大家国民都非常的难过，悲哀。
People did not care how much money it cost.
这些他的臣民国民都不会在乎钱，花多少钱来到伦敦来跟女王告别。
They said, "I have to go and pay my respects."
所以我说我也要去表达我的这个哀悼之情。
In Mark chapter 2.
在马克福音的第二章。
The story begins with Jesus returning to his hometown of Capernaum.
这故事背景是说耶稣回到了他的这个加百农。
Jesus in a very short space of time has become very famous in the region.
耶稣呢在很短的时间内在他的家乡呢就变得非常的有名出名。
He has started to preach aboutstarted to preach about God's kingdom.
他向人们宣讲神国天国的奥秘。
Healing people who are sick.
他医治有疾病的人。
Driving out of those people filled with the demons, those demons.
他为人赶鬼。
And the people are in wonder, who is this man with all of this authority?
所以大家都很稀奇这耶稣到底是谁有这么大的能力
So Jesus has returned home.
所以呢耶稣呢回到了他的家乡。
Except this time it's very different than any other time he has been home.
但这次呢跟其他的几次呢是完全不一样的。
Because everybody now has heard of Jesus and they want to see him.
Yeah, 因为现在呢，耶稣是一个有名的，在他的家乡非常有名，所有的人都想来看看耶稣是谁。
It says in verses 1 and 2, it was reported Jesus was home, so many people gathered so that there was no room even at the door.
所以呢，在马可福音二章一到二节讲到，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。
People wanted to hear the words that he was going to say.
Yeah, 人们想听耶稣到底在讲些什么。
They wanted to see the miracles he was performing.
人们想看到耶稣施展的神迹。
And for many people, it did not matter if they had school or work, they wanted to see Jesus.
人们根本不管他们有什么其他的一些工作或者是要做的事，全部放下，都来要看看耶稣是谁。
That was 2,000 years ago.
这是发生在2000多年前的故事。
And here we are 2,000 years later.
现在我们2000多年以后，我们坐在这里。
And I want to tell you that there are many, many people in this world who are still curious to find out who Jesus is.
在当今仍然有许多许多的人非常好奇耶稣到底是谁。
The story goes on that with the crowd at the door, four friends, they started to carry their friend to Jesus who was paralyzed.
我们继续看下去这个故事，他的有所有的人在门前拥挤，挤非常多，以至于有四个人呢，他的朋友呢，来房间里放不下。
I think these are four of the best friends you could ever have.
Yeah, 是一个摊子的四个朋友带他来看耶稣，这四个人是最好的朋友。
These friends could have just gone to see Jesus to listen for themselves.
Yeah, 这四个人，他们可以就自己去听耶稣的讲道。
But when they heard that Jesus was in town, they knew our friend, his hope is to meet Jesus.
但是这四位朋友，他们知道这个摊子的需要全部在耶稣身上。
Right at the start of this story, we see in these four friends both faith and compassion for their friend.
所以我们从这四位四个人的身上，四个朋友的身上可以看到他们的这种信心和他们的这种同情心。
I want you to imagine the scene.
你可以想象一下当时的画面。
If you had a friend who was not feeling well,
如果你有一个朋友他身体不太舒服。
What would be the first thing that you would say to them?
你第一句话会对他说什么呢?
You might say, phone the doctor.
你可能会说,赶快打电话给医生。
Or if it's really bad, you have to go to emergency.
如果更严重一点,你说赶快去啊,去看急诊。
I don't know if you've been here yet to emergency here here in this city.
我不知道你是不是去过这里的这个急诊。
I spoke to someone from my church who went this week and they waited 12 hours.
我们教会有一位他上个星期去到急诊，在那里足足等了12个小时。
In fact, I spoke to one of my friends who went and they waited so long that they left.
另外一个朋友，我的另外一个朋友去了之后，因为等的时间太久，他就放弃离开。
Well, for the four friends who are bringing this man to Jesus, they see that there is a crowd that they cannot pass through.
那这四个朋友抬着这个摊子来的时候，他看到众人在耶稣面前拥挤，没有道路可以走通过去。
The four friends could have said to each other, "At least we tried. Let's take him home."
Yeah, 也许这四位朋友可以就是自我安慰说，哦，至少我们试过了，但是没有办法把他抬到耶稣面前。
But the four friends knew something that you and I know as well.
但是呢，这四位朋友呢，他们知道一件事情，也是我们都知道的。
The man who was paralyzed had no other hope.
这个摊子没有别的希望或者是指望。
It was essential that they got their friend to Jesus.
因为他唯一的盼望，唯一的希望就是把他带到主耶稣面前得医治。
Now, you can see me today.
啊，你看到我今天。
I am quite a big man.
我是一个很强壮的一个。
Very tall and powerful.
我很高也很有力。
If it was me, I would be trying to move the crowd out the way.
要是我的话，我就会把人群全部拨到一边，冲到耶稣面前。
I might even be shouting, "Hey, move out the way!"
我或者会大声地说，闪开，闪开。
But sometimes crowds are so heavy that you cannot get through.
但有的时候人群太拥挤，你根本没有办法打通这一条路。
About 6 years ago, I went to Beijing.
六年前我去过北京。
The traffic was so heavy, we couldn't get through.
北京的交通是非常非常拥挤的，我们根本没有办法移步。
Well, it's like these for the friends. They have no way to bring their friend to Jesus.
所以这个摊子的四个朋友根本没有任何办法可以把摊子带到耶稣的面前。
So they are thinking about what to do, and one of them has a really smart idea.
他们就在想，那我们到底该怎么办呢？至少其中有一个是非常聪明的。
Let's make a hole in the roof and drop him in.
他们就在房顶上开一个洞，我们把他垂下去。
Now, I don't know why this was a smart idea.
我不知道为什么这是一个比较聪明的想法。
If I saw you on the roof of my house making a hole, I would tell you get down.
如果我看到你在我的房顶上打洞，我肯定会让你滚下来。
And imagine all the people in the house looking up and seeing everything begin to fall as they make the hole.
你可以想象所有在下面的这些众人抬头看，哦，房顶上有一个打了一个洞，那些东西都在掉下来，会伤到他们。
The Bible makes it look so simple, but the scene would have been chaos.
虽然圣经的描述非常简单，但是呢，这种拆房顶的事情是一个非常非常混乱的一个局面。
But the four friends knew something that you and I know.
因为这摊子的四个朋友知道一件事，是我们也知道的。
The only hope for the man was to get him to Jesus.
摊子的唯一的希望就是来到耶稣的面前。
So they made the hole.
所以呢，他们在屋顶上打了一个洞。
Even with the people shouting at them and shaking their finger.
甚至也不在乎别人的指责或者是嘲笑。
But they made the hole and they lowered the man down.
他们在房顶呢，拆了房顶，把这个摊子垂了下来。
And what was Jesus going to do?
当把这个摊子垂到耶稣面前的时候，那耶稣会怎么做呢？
He could have said, "I'm talking, please don't interrupt me."
耶稣也可以说，嘿，我正在讲道啊，不要打搅我。
He could have said, "You made a hole in the roof. You have to pay for the repairs."
是啊，你看看你们把房顶都给毁掉了，你们要赔偿的。
But instead, he looks at the friend and he sees their faith.
但是相反的，耶稣看到他们的这个摊子的朋友，他看到了他们的信心。
He sees that they love their friend so much and trust Jesus so much that it pleases him.
他看到了这四个人对耶稣的信心和对这个摊子的让他希望他得拯救的这个信心，耶稣是喜悦他们这样的信心的。
And so Jesus, seeing the faith of the friends, what did he do?
那耶稣看到这四位朋友的信心之后，耶稣又做了什么呢？
Did he heal the man?
他医治这个摊子了吗？
No.
没有。
No.
没有。
He said, "Your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说道。
Now for the
小子，你的罪赦了。
Now for the friends, they're thinking, "Our friend needs to be healed."
那摊子的四个朋友说，我的朋友是个摊子，他需要的是得医治。
They think that the greatest need of their friend is to be able to walk.
他们, 认为这个摊子最需要的是可以起来行走。
But Jesus knew that the greatest need of the man was that he would have a relationship with God.
但耶稣知道摊子他最需要的是和神建立一个个人的密切的关系。
And so Jesus dealt with the most important issue first.
所以呢耶稣呢他来谈论的是人的有关人的最重要的一个问题。
And so often when we go to God with, and we have lots of issues,
我们来到神的面前我们有很多很多的问题或者是需要。
We will often say, God, I would like you to do this for me or to do that for me.
我们常常祷告说神啊求你帮我做这个做那个。
And God says, no, I'm going to do this for you because this is more important.
但是神会说 no,你要做我认为最重要的事情，首先做我认为最重要的事情。
Now, one of the incredible things about this is Jesus does not forgive the man because of his faith.
这里很有比较重要的一件事是，耶稣并没有来赦免他，因为他的只为了他个人的原因。
He forgives the man because of the faith of his friends.
他来赦免这个摊子是因为他的这四个朋友的信心。
One of the things that's so important for us is that we know many people who don't know Jesus.
有一件对我们来说是非常重要的事情，就是我们知道有很多很多人还没有相信耶稣。
And we keep praying for them.
我们是的，不断地为他们祷告。
I am praying for my wife, or I'm praying for my husband, praying for my children, or praying for my parents.
我们为那些还未信的家人朋友不断地祷告。
And our heart's desire is to see them know Jesus.
我们渴望他们也能够来到耶稣的面前接受耶稣。
Just remember, your faith as you pray pleases God.
你要知道你的祷告你为未信的这些亲人朋友的祷告是神所喜悦的。
I remember as a teenager.
我记得我是一个青少年的时候。
I grew up in a home that was Christian.
我的家庭是一个基督教的家庭。
But at the age of 13, I said no more for me.
但是在13岁的时候那个时候的我说的我不再信了。
Church is boring.
教会很无聊啊。
I don't believe in God.
我不相信神。
I want to do things with my friends.
我想跟我的朋友一起做有趣好玩的事情。
Does that sound familiar to any parents in the room?
我们在座的一些家长常听到这样的话吗？
I remember for a long time, about 6 years, I wanted nothing to do with God.
我记得很清楚，大概有六年的时间，我根本不想跟神有任何关系。
But I remember that I used to hear my parents every evening in their room praying for me.
但是我也记得很清楚，我的父母每天晚上在他们的房间不断地为我祷告。
And I remember hearing them praying through the tears, Lord, please save our son.
我清楚地记得他们流泪地在主面前的祷告，求主来拯救我这个悖逆的儿子。
When at the age of 19, God broke through into my life.
在我19岁的时候，神再一次进到我的心中。
I believe that it's largely because of the faith of my parents to keep praying for me.
我相信这是神回应我父母常年不断的信心的祷告。
Something happened to me just a few weeks ago.
几个星期前有件事情发生。
I was out shopping at a grocery store.
我在超市买东西。
And I reached out to grab something from the shelf.
我想从那个台上面买一些东西。
As I went and grabbed it, my finger cracked and it popped out of joint.
我去拿的时候不小心把我的手指头呢戳了一下。
It was excruciating pain.
当时指头非常非常痛。
I couldn't really move my finger, it was stuck like this.
我的当时的手指根本都一下也一点都不能动。
Charlotte said to me, you need to go to the hospital.
当时呢，我太太 Charlotte 说，你应该去，赶快去医院哦。
And I said, no, let's just go home. I will deal with it tomorrow.
我说没关系，我们先回家，明天再说。
Well, that night we were speaking with friends in Korea.
那天晚上我们在跟在韩国的一些朋友通话。
And my finger was still in a lot of pain, and I still couldn't move it, but I didn't say anything.
我当时其实我的手指还是很痛，但是我也没说什么。
But my friend on the far side of the world said to me.
但是我的朋友远在韩国的朋友跟我说。
Tim, I think I need to pray for you, and I need to pray for healing.
所以当时呢，他们就跟我说说 ，Tim。我觉得我要为你亲自为你祷告，为你得医治而祷告。
And so he just began to pray.
So 他就开始祷告。
And he said, God, I don't know why or what's wrong, but I'm asking God that you would heal Tim.
他当时祷告的就说，神啊，我不知道为什么，我也不知道 Tim 到底需要什么，但是神啊，就求你医治 Tim。
And as he prayed this, my finger popped back into place.
我当时呢，就是在他祷告的同时呢，我的手指呢就回到了原位。
I couldn't feel any pain.
再也没有感到任何的疼痛。
It was a miracle. God had healed my finger.
是神迹，神医治了我的手指。
Now, here was the thing for me that was a struggle.
那我当时有点挣扎的是什么呢？
I had no faith for it.
我并没有太大的信心。
I didn't even pray about it.
我都没有为我的手指得医治来祷告。
But my friend prayed and God did something.
但是我的朋友为我祷告，神也同样应允了他的祷告。
Friends, I want you to believe that the faith that you have, that God will respond to it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要想请大家知道，你有信心的祷告，神是会回应的。
God saw, Jesus saw the faith of these four friends, and he forgives the man.
所以呢，在这里经文讲到，耶稣看到瘫子的四个朋友的信心的时候，他就赦免了这个瘫子的罪。
Now, of course, there were some people in the crowd who were not happy.
当然了，在这个人群中也有很多人不开心。
There was a group who, they were known as the scribes.
有好多这些所谓的文士。
And their job was to write down all of the, you know, history of the Jewish people.
文士他们是非常敬虔的，他们是抄圣经和这个写犹太历史的这些。
For the rabbis, when they taught, they used to write down all of their teachings so that they could be shared.
他们会把这些 rabbi 的这些教导记录下来。
And they are watching Jesus forgive this man, and in their minds and in their hearts, they are screaming blasphemy.
他们当他们看到耶稣赦免了这个瘫子的罪的时候呢，在他们心里面就在那里讲，他耶稣他说了健忘的话。
They do not think it's right for this man Jesus to forgive the man on the mat.
因为他们认为不，耶稣作为人来赦免罪是不应该的。
Saying to themselves, who can forgive sins but God alone?
因为他们知道，他们在那里讲，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
To them, Jesus is just a man and he is not God.
对他们来，对这些文士来说，耶稣只不过是一个人，普通的人而已，并不是神。
But Jesus, who has a discerning spirit, knows what they're thinking.
但是耶稣是神，他知道这些文士心里面的议论。
So he says to these men, to the scribes.
所以呢，耶稣知道他们心里的想法，就跟他们说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”
What is easier, forgiving the man or healing the man?
哪一样更容易呢？是赦罪更容易，还是说来医治更容易？
And he says to them, I want you to know that the Son of Man, that I have authority. So he says to the man, pick up your mat and go home.
他告 想让告诉这些人，对摊子说，你的罪赦了。
And the,
起来，拿起你的褥子回家。
And the man in front of their eyes leaps to his feet, picks up his mat, and he goes.
Yeah, 所以这个摊子呢，他就起来，拿着褥子行走。
He heals the man to show the crowd who he is.
耶稣医治这个摊子，是让众人向人显明他是神。
Jesus is showing the crowd that he has the very power of God in him.
他向众人显明他就是神。
He is trying to show them what God's kingdom is really like.
他向众人，耶稣向众人显明了，他有赦罪的权柄，神的国度是怎样在地上彰显的。
You see, this is one of the things that we often miss when we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
所以大家看这里，有时候我们常常呢会混淆这个关于马克福音二章的这个故事。
Every time that Jesus heals someone, it's to point them to something greater.
啊，每一次耶稣医治一个有需要的人，他其实呢是指向了更高的属灵的含义。
He heals people to show them that God loves them.
他医治这些有疾病的人，是要向他们彰显神的爱。
He heals people to show that God is powerful.
他医治这些人，他是要让人看到神的能力。
And he heals people to show them that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他医治有需要的人，他向人们显明他耶稣就是生命、道路、真理。
You see, friends, the thing that I want to tell you today is that God's power is the same today as it was then.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要跟大家强调的是，神的全能和在昨天、今天是都是同样存在的，一样的。
And the power of God is great.
神的能力是无限的，是。
Let me ask you a question. What was the greatest miracle that God performed?
那我来问大家一下，那神彰显的最大的神迹是什么呢？
Was it healing?
是医治吗？
No.
不是。
Turning water into wine?
是把水变成酒？
No.
也不是。
Calming the storm?
是刻在石板上刻字？
No.
不是。
Walking on water?
在海面上行走?
No.
也不是。
The greatest miracle was when God raised Jesus from the dead.
最大的神迹就是耶稣从死里复活。
And it actually says in the scriptures that the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you.
大家一定要相信。让耶稣从死里复活的神同样在我们身上可以彰显同样的能力。
What I want you to know today is that God has given us his Holy Spirit.
大家我要强调的是神已经赐下了圣灵。
We are to tell people about God's kingdom.
我们要向人传讲神的福音和神国的奥秘。
We, like those four friends, should have the faith to bring people to Jesus.
我们要像那个摊子的四个朋友一样，要有信心把人带到耶稣面前。
But the power that is in us through the Holy Spirit, we are also to show people what God's kingdom is like.
圣灵会加能力给我们，感动我们，让我们来为主耶稣做见证，知道神有怎样的能力。
In Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音的四章
,When Jesus was first starting his ministry,
当耶稣刚刚开始他的这个事工的时候
,He went into the synagogue, as was the custom,
他去到这个会堂的时候
,He found an old ancient scroll by the prophet Isaiah.
呀他在这个会堂里面看到了一个古卷关于以赛亚的古卷。
He found the part that said this and read it out to everyone.
所以呢，他在他看到了这一段，他给当时的人这样读的。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
在路加福音四章的十八节，这样说：主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to give freedom to those who are oppressed.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And in front of everybody, he said, these words are fulfilled in me.
他在众人面前宣告，这些圣，就经上的预言在我身上得到了应验。
Now that's who Jesus is.
这就是耶稣。
And when it says in the Bible that when we are born again by trusting and believing in Jesus,
圣经告诉我们，我们相信耶稣，我们就是获得重生。
That same spirit of Jesus comes to live within us.
因为我们靠着耶稣进到我们的内心，我们就得重生。
And so read this again, but read this. This is what God wants to do through you.
但我们再重新读这两段经文的时候呢，这就是神要亲自对我们每一个人说话，神要你这样来做。
The Spirit of the Lord is on us.
因为圣灵是运行在我们当中的。
He has anointed us to proclaim good news to the poor.
他膏了我们，让我们去传讲耶稣的福音。
He is sending us to preach freedom to the captives.
他要派遣我们出去，向那些受困被捆绑的人，让他们在主耶稣里面得自由。
To give recovery of sight to the blind.
让那些瞎眼的不认识耶稣基督的让他们来认识我们的真神
to give freedom to the oppressed
让那些被捆绑的在主耶稣基督里得释放
to proclaim the year of God's favor
来报告神悦纳人的喜年
You see, Jesus hasn't called us to just be the crowd pressing in through the door
耶稣把我们召集在一起并不是让我们就是增加这个人群的这个密度。
He's called the church like the four friends in faith to keep bringing people to Jesus.
神呼召我们在一起是要让我们成为像那个摊子的四个朋友一样的具有他们同样的信心。
And friends, this can look so many different ways.
这可以从不同的方面来看。
That might be phoning your neighbor and say, Will you come to church with me?
Yeah, 我们可以给你的邻居们打电话，请他们邀请他们来教会。
That might be when you meet someone who is sick, saying to them, I want to pray that you would be healed.
如果身体上有软弱的，你可以跟他讲，我愿意来为你祷告，得医治。
Sometimes it is us as a church making ourselves uncomfortable by changing certain things.
有的时候呢，一些改变可能会带来我们的一些打破我们的这种舒适感、舒适区。
So we can keep bringing more and more people to Jesus.
但目的都是为了带领更多的人来到耶稣的面前。
I'm going to say, as the pastor of Westburn Alliance Church,
作为Westburn 教会的牧师
if making a hole in our roof gets one more person to Jesus, it's worth it.
如果我们在上面打一个洞，可以带一个人来到耶稣面前，让一个灵魂得拯救。
Because life is more valuable than buildings and money and things.
因为一个人人的灵魂得拯救是比这个建筑物更有价值。
One of the things that I'm very, very, excited about is the relationship with our two churches.
我们现在中英文两个教会的这种亲密的在主里的关系，我非常非常的兴奋和开心。
I want you to know how much of a blessing you are to my church.
你们真的是对对我们的教会是一个极大的祝福。
And I hope we can be a blessing to you as well.
同样的，我也希望英文教会的也成为你们的祝福。
I'm very excited for the way that we're working together to reach young people.
Yeah, 我非常开心我们来在主里面同工，为我们的下一代的福音共同摆上。
Working separately, we can do little things.
我们分开也是可以做，但是做得非常有限。
But working together, we do great things.
但是我们在主里合一，共同努力，共同来为主的事工摆上，会有更大的事工。
It was only four months ago.
仅仅在四个月前。
Our two churches ran VBS together.
在夏天的时候，我们有这个共同举办了 VBS 儿童暑期圣经班。
We've never seen so many children in the church.
我们从来没有见过那么多的孩子来到教会。
100 kids.
超过100个。
Most of them who are from families that don't believe in Jesus.
很多孩子都是来自于未信的家庭，非基督徒的家庭。
And did I say that they were very diverse?
而且呢，非常多元文化，多元化。
We looked at the nationalities. There was like 30 different nationalities.
我们有大概有30多个国家的孩子们，国籍的吧。
Where else can that happen but God's people working together for His glory?
只有在神的在神的引领之下，才能够把这些这么多未信的不同国籍的人、不同文化的人聚在一起。
Our Canada Day celebration.
我们的加拿大的国庆日的庆祝活动。
The largest event that's ever been seen at this church.
是最棒的。
We lost count after 500 people.
我们都到最后都数不过来到底有多少人参与。
We have no idea of the final number.
我们不知道具体有多少人，但是很多。
But together, working together, we were able to reach people who would never in their dreams go to a church.
Yeah, 我们在主里同工的时候，联合的时候，为主摆上的时候，我们就会向更多的人传扬福音。
Now friends, that's just a start.
这只是一个开始。
Part of our faith and part of our being creative is working together in new ways.
我们的信心也同样给我们带来挑战，要让我们有创意。
I'm very excited that from January, our two churches will share a youth pastor.
我也很兴奋，从一月份开始呢，我们两个中英文教会会有共同的一位青少年牧师，就是 Pastor Charlotte.
Yeah. And something amazing is happening with the kids.
在我们的青少年的事工中有非常奇妙的神迹在发生。
When our two churches meet,What normally happens is that you have people sat with people that they know.
一般来说呢，就是我们看坐呢，都是跟比较熟悉的愿意坐在一起。
And it makes sense to a point.
Yeah, 小朋友们在楼下，但是我们也说得过去。
If I speak English, I'm going to sit with people who are English. If I speak Chinese, I'm going to sit with people who are Chinese.
当然了，我如果是讲英文的，我愿意跟讲英文的坐一起。讲中文的呢，可能更喜欢跟讲中文的坐一起。
If I'm older, I'm going to sit with other older people. If I'm a student from Brock, I'm going to sit with other students from Brock.
Yeah, 如果我是一个年长的，我愿意跟年长的在一起沟通。如果是 Brock 的学生，那我更愿意跟 Brock 的学生在一起聊天坐着。
But it's not like that with the children.
但是呢，我们楼下的这个青少年的这个崇拜呢，不是这样的。
To a child, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, a boy or a girl, Chinese or English speaking, you're just a child.
对小朋友们来讲，他们非常单纯可爱，对他们来说没有种族区别，没有国籍之分，也没有年龄之分，都是神的孩子。
And we see these kids building friendships across cultures.
我们看到这些孩子在这个不同的文化背景之下，他们建立了友谊。
And look, it is going to be a huge challenge.
当然了，也有很多的挑战。
Can I just ask for a show of hands, how many people here were born in China?
大家，你在中国出生的可以举手吗？
Most of the people in the room.
绝大多数都是在中国出生的。
And most of you would say, I am Chinese, and if you live in Canada for 50 years, you'll still be Chinese.
所以呢，绝大多数人都会说，呀，我是中国人，尽管我在这里住50年，我仍然我是中国人。
But it isn't like that with the children, is it?
但是呢，对小朋友们来讲，并不是这样的。
The children live here for 2 years, 3 years.They will start to say, I'm Canadian.
Yeah. 即使在中国出生的小朋友在这里只住个两三年，他会讲，他会自己认为我是加拿大人。
And there's a tension.
所以呢，有的时候呢，这个这种争议还是很强的。
As a parent, you are saying, we are Chinese, we're going to speak Chinese in our home, and the kids are saying, I just want to speak English.
所以呢，有时候在家里面呢，就是比较紧张，因为父母说，嘿，我们是中国人，你必须要讲中文。那小朋友们，孩子们就说了，我在加拿大，我是加拿大人，我要讲英文。
Because the kids have this incredible, ability to adapt.
所以呢，小孩子们的适应能力是非常非常强的。
Now, one of the things I want to say is that we as the Church of Jesus Christ have to have the ability to adapt.
所以呢，我在这里要讲的是，我们作为教会，耶稣基督的教会，我们要有像小孩子一样的这种适应能力。
I believe that we have to work hard at what does it mean for Chinese and for English speaking churches to be united.
我们应该更加努力的让两个教会在主里面更加的合一。
And it isn't easy.
不容易。
We speak different languages.
我们讲不同的语言。
We eat different food.
我们吃不同的食物。
Canadian food is very bland, isn't it?
加拿大的吃的东西是很没味道的。
The values are different.
而且价值观也不同。
Families are different.
家庭的这个氛围也不同。
And yet, can I tell you one of the things that we find true in Jesus?
但是呢，我们在耶稣基督里的另外，我可以看到的是
Being a follower of Jesus transcends our culture.
你作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们就会跨越文化上的障碍。
In just a few hours, pastors Anda and Yan Yan have the funeral for her father.
Yeah, 可能再过几个小时，燕燕他们和长滨牧师在中国要为吴叔叔举办安息礼拜。
It's a time of mourning and grieving, but also of rejoicing.
是一个哀痛悲伤的时刻，纪念的时刻，但同样也是一个庆祝的时刻。
It's a day to look to the future hope that we have in Jesus.
因为我们知道我们的希望是有永生的盼望，我们的希望是在耶稣基督。
But have you ever wondered and thought what it will be like when we're all in heaven together?
有没有想过我们将来都到天国天堂的时候会是怎样一个情形呢？
The worship will not be in English.
当那个时候的敬拜不会是用英文。
The worship probably won't be in Chinese either.
也当时那个时候的敬拜也不会用中文。
It's going to be all of God's children together as one people worshiping the Lamb.
是在天国里面所有神的儿女们用同一个语言来赞美敬拜神。
Differences won't matter.
我们不同的文化背景算什么呢？根本不重要。
We will not see, we will not hear difference.
我们不会看到，也不会听到任何不同的东西。
All we will see is our brother and our sister together worshiping Jesus.
我们所看到的一个美好的景象就是众弟兄姐妹在一起来敬拜神，赞美神。
Part of bringing part of bringing people to Jesus today is showing them a vision of what God's kingdom is like.
Yeah, 我们看到就是说带人来到耶稣基督面前的时候，我们可以看看，可以看到在天国，在天堂的景象。
Sometimes things change.
有时候事情也会发生改变。
One of the things that's changed recently.
最近有一件改变呢。
And I need to thank you as a church.
我要谢谢大家，众弟兄姐妹。
Your service time recently changed.
你们的这个崇拜的时间呢，有所改动。
It might look like a very small change.
看上去只是半个小时，很少很小的变化。
30 minutes is a very short time to change.
Yeah, 30分钟不长。
But still, you were willing to change.
但是呢，你们仍然愿意来接受这个改变。
To make space for another church.
Yeah, 而且愿意来改变这个崇拜的时间，来接纳另外的西班牙教会的崇拜。
And I just want to say, I see your love for the gospel of Jesus to make space for a Spanish speaking church.
我看到了是主的爱，你们愿意来调整时间，来接纳西班牙教会的敬拜。
It's a very young church, 2 years old.
西班牙教会非常年轻，只有两年的时间。
But I was here on Sunday night and I saw them worshipping.
但是我上个星期晚上我在这里参加他们的敬拜。
There was over 100 people here worshiping God in Spanish.
大概有超过100人在这里来赞美敬拜神。
And at least half of them are new Christians in the past 2 years.
这100个西班牙的弟兄讲西班牙语的弟兄姐妹大概有一半是新的基督徒。
And it was a joy to see.
看到了那种在他们的敬拜真的是带来的是喜悦。
Where else in this world do you get English speaking, Chinese speaking, Spanish speaking, working together as one?
在这个很难见到有英文崇拜、中文崇拜和西班牙崇拜在同一个教堂里面来共同赞美主，真的是非常的奇妙。
You see, it's as Jesus once said, the world will know that you're my disciples because of your love for one another.
Yeah, 因为耶稣曾经，耶稣跟我们讲到，人们见到你们彼此相爱，就知道你们是我的门徒了。
So let me just encourage you to keep going.
Yeah, 我鼓励大家继续努力。
Thank you for your faith.
为你们的信心献上感恩。
Thank you for your love for the Lord and for His kingdom.
感谢神，你们对神的爱，也同样感谢神，你们为神的爱所付出的一切。
Thank you for loving other people.
感谢神，你们的爱可以把爱传递给其他的人。
Keep going.
继续努力，加油。
Keep going.
加油。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Well, friends, just to close with, this is just, I just want to make an invitation for this afternoon.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，在结束之前，我想给大家一个，想邀请大家。
We have talked about faith and we've talked about the authority of Jesus.
我们讲到了，今天讲到了信心，我们讲到了耶稣基督的这个权柄。
And I just think it's very important to make an invitation.
我认为是很重要来发出一个邀请。
And I want to make an invitation to two people.
我想邀请两个人。
Rather, two groups of people.
而不是两组人。
The first invitation is to those of you who have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, 首先的邀请呢是对这些还没有接受耶稣基督的这些朋友们。
And if I could just say this to you.
那我想对你说。
There is a God who loves you more than you could ever know.
有一位神，一位真神，他爱你。
And in the person of Jesus, he shows himself to you to be for you.
耶稣基督道成肉身，他向你显明他是神，显明神的爱。
Jesus died on a cross and then rose from the dead 3 days later.
耶稣基督为我们的罪受死埋葬三天后复活。
For you and for me.
他是为了我们为了你为了我而死而复活。
Because this God Jesus wants you to know him and to have a relationship with him.
因为神想要你邀请你跟耶稣基督来通过耶稣基督来与神建立关系。
And so in a moment, I'm just going to pray and I'm going to ask everyone to close their eyes.
接下来我们会祷告希望大家可以闭上你的眼睛。
And I just want to ask that if this afternoon, if you want to respond to Jesus as God and say, yes, I believe, as I pray, just raise your hand so that we can see you.
如果你有感动你愿意回应耶稣基督对你爱的呼召你愿意接受耶稣基督你就请你把你的手举起来。
We will pray for you first.
我们祷告的我们先祷告祷告之后你可以。
So let's just close our eyes.、Lord,
慈爱天父。
Lord, we're so grateful that you sent Jesus.
我们感谢你感谢你赐下主耶稣基督。
Jesus, we know that you died for us.
主耶稣我们知道你为我们的罪而死。
We were the ones who were guilty of wrongdoing.
我们是本是该死的。
And yet in our love, you died instead of us.
但你的爱拯救了我们你也替我们的罪而死。
And Jesus, in being raised from the dead,
主耶稣的复活
defeating death,
战胜了死亡的毒钩。
You offer to us a brand new life.
你赐给我们一个新的生命。
A life with you.
生命与主连接在一起的新生命。
And so I just pray for any person in this room today who wants to receive you.
我在这里为在愿意来寻求你相信你接受你的朋友。
That you would just grant to them faith that they might believe.
求主你赐给他们这份爱。
Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. The second group.
另一组。
There are people today who are carrying in their body sickness and illness.
为那些身体上比较软弱有需要的弟兄姐妹。
I want to say to you that Jesus loves you and he's willing to heal.
我想对你说耶稣爱你耶稣也要医治你。
We believe in a God who heals.
我们相信主耶稣是医治的主。
There are some people who we need to pray for who are not here today for healing.
有些弟兄姐妹可能不在这个现场但是需要医治的祷告。
Your pianist, Chua?
Yeah, 我们的小鱼姐妹。
We want to pray for her for healing.
我们为他得医治而祷告。
There is a pastor in Niagara Falls. His name is Andrew.
在瀑布有一位pastor Andrew 也需要医治的祷告。
Yeah. He is roughly my age and has 4 young children.
他跟我年龄差不多有4个孩子。
This week he was, you know, diagnosed with a brain tumor which is inoperable.
他就是刚刚被诊断出有脑癌。
We pray for his healing and we trust in God.
我们也为他得医治而祷告、仰望交托神。
And it might be that here today that there's someone in the room who you've been unwell, you've been ill, you've been sick, and you're longing for God to heal you.
也在我们在座的弟兄姐妹可能你也有身体上的需要也渴望得到神的医治。
Yeah. Well, we want to invite you that if you're willing to step forward, we would love to anoint you and to pray for your healing today.
如果你愿意我们邀请你到前面来会为你抹油祷告。Yeah.
Because there is a God who loves you.
因为神爱你。
And he wants to demonstrate that love.
有人愿意到前面来接受抹油的祷告吗
yeah.
Peter 弟兄要不要到前面来、
yeah.
So friends, if you'd like to receive prayer for healing, I just want to invite you to stand or to come forward.
Yeah, 如果你愿意接受这个抹油的医治的祷告, 请到前面来, yeah. 我们会, 我们也邀请,
Do you want the other people?
Yeah, elders as well.
Yeah, 我们请我们的长职可以来, 进前来, yeah. 为你姐妹, yeah. 刘弟兄, 慧芳姐妹,
friends, we're just going to make a little bit of time for this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们花一点时间来为这些有需要的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I just want to invite you that whilst we're praying, keep praying where you are as well.
Yeah, 你在座位上也希望你来共同的来祷告。
Because we're in this together.
因为我们在主里是合一的，灵里相通。